doing our best to share it as well. So that's one thing that takes us the longest. The blast, we talked to our technology guy, and he's got it down now, so he can get it out pretty quick.
That counter she talks about is really cool. You know, we can, 500 people viewed, 1,000 people viewed, 1,200 people viewed, 27. So real quick, we can see, and to view, they have to open up the link too. So, and that goes to, we used to try to just do, you know, nobody from small schools, 3A, 4A, 5A. Then we start thinking, you know what, they might have a principal that's been looking, or somebody that's trying to get back to West Texas. Or they might be, you know, in the 6A that had a tie somewhere in West Texas. So we don't limit anymore, we blast it. And then the TASA, which is the Texas Association of School Administrators, is a huge organization for school administrators, mainly superintendents. That goes on their site, and we have to kind of type up. We can't enter the flyer because it doesn't accept that format, but we type all the information in it with the timelines and all that. And then the Texas ISD that Steve and Deanna talked about too, that one I think does take the flyer. And so they can click on that, and then they go click on your website right below it too. And so those are the pretty good places to get it blasted out there quick. But Deanna said we can up this, you know, gosh, what is today, 23rd? End of the week, first of next week, realistically.
I'd say by the time. Realistically, feel pretty good about it the 30th.
So that would be, and then you could want to.
I think we could go live the 30th.
Yeah,
That would give us the week to make sure we're
good. So, we could absolutely change.
Because that would give us a little time on this, for get feedback, and then obviously to make sure we have everything, what you want in the application. Well, it's just a resume, and so that part's not hard.
And we've run them as low as, we've run them 4 weeks before.
Yeah.
Just because you...
I think if we got them in a week, that's still 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So...
Or if you wanted to scoot it up, if you wanted to try to get somebody in place that more, a couple weeks earlier, then we'd need to scoot the whole timeline up too.
I guess, can we work backwards? When would you want them in place? Like, we have July 6th.
I don't think you want to short how long you advertise, make sure you get all the applicants. I think you need to give the full 6 weeks from when we get that posted, and then move the timeline from there. That'd be my opinion.
I think 6 weeks is a good amount of time to have it posted. I mean, we've done less, but only because the clock was against us.
And it wasn't a situation like it, something had to happen fast. Yeah. Some of the times
I think it'd be good to...
I would like to create some overlap.
Yeah, if Mr. McLaren's still here, and just, you know, there's 23 years of... That's a lot of stuff to... cram into a new fella's brain or a woman's brain.
I mean, the ins and the outs and the, I don't know, all the little details that we don't even know.
Yeah, so you'll be here through the end of May. Second week of June, what did you
tell? I'll stay here as long as I need to help. I mean, I got...
That's a great answer.
Plenty of time after I retire.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever I have to. So don't worry about that. I love this place, so I'll do what I got to.
So if we moved it up, so we were saying to post it, what day did we say?
Well, let's look.
It was 8 weeks from today.
8 weeks before the second?
From today.
Oh, from today.
It was 8 weeks. And if you got it next week, that would be 7 weeks. So
if we had it, let's say we had it posted on the 30th.
Earlier, which I did.
And you could, let's see, 30th.
Oh, going longer than Monday then. Because that gives us a week. So it gives us 7 weeks, which is good. Mm-hmm. And it gets you a week earlier. So is that 8 weeks from today?
Yeah, we could, Deanna, is that May 8th? Is that 6 weeks?
6 weeks is the 8th.
So we could move it up. That's 2 weeks. Yeah, we could move it up.
From the 30th?
The 30th. Count with me. Make sure I'm looking right. If we posted it on the 30th, a week from today, that'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 weeks would be May 8th, right?
Yes, sir.
You agree? So we could move it up, in essence, 2 weeks.
And still get you 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I really think that's long enough.
Yeah.
That's pretty common.
6 weeks, yeah.
We put 8 weeks here because we were allowing us for a couple of weeks, a week or two.
Yeah.
You know, if y'all were going to make the decision.
But y'all can make that happen.
Does that give y'all enough time?
Oh, yeah.
We're waiting. Our only holdup would be if you guys need to deliberate for a week or so, then, well, it's your timeline. Then,
yeah.
Then know that we can't.
We got to know tonight.
Well, is there anybody that is against using?
I can hear it going better.
I would recommend it.
I mean, I think it's a great plan.
If you recommend it, I do like your recommendation.
I would. And the other one that you said, it's $200. What is that?
Oh, that's Texas.
That's through them.
We need to do both of those.
Yeah, we'll need to do that.
Both of those.
That's a good thing. I mean,
but y'all will do that.
They do that.
We'll do the posting. But they'll bill. We'll say Bill Klondike, care of Steve McLaren, $200.
And then we'll post it on our website too, I guess. Just all the places, or how does that go?
We certainly can.
You can click.
I mean,
that.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can put the link.
Yeah, the link to it.
Uh-huh.
And you just never know where people are going to look.
You're right. Texas ISD is right. A lot of people go there and see the openings.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, I mean, not that you're looking for an out-of-state applicant, but I promise you the out-of-state applicants know where to go in Texas to look for jobs.
Oh.
And it's Texas ISD, TASANET, and so they'll, if there's a good out-of-state applicant, we're not going to blast it to all 50 states.
See,
you don't want to do that.
Right.
And most of the time, you don't want an out-of-state.
Superintendency vacancies, and right now there's 96 vacancies.
96?
Mm-hmm. You click on it, it shows you.
So, Scott, I have a question.
All of the vacancies.
Sir. How does this work?
All the finalists.
Okay, so we get y'all to help us, or
right.
We vote all this in. So, when someone wants to apply, does it come to the school and y'all?
Yeah,
or just
it comes
y'all?
To us.
Just you guys.
Yep.
And then
so, we don't know much about it until you relay this.
And situation. We can do it two ways, just depending on, again, it's your search. We would definitely not want to. Just start emailing all 70 of you when the applicants come in. Our preference, I would say, would be to the night of that first round, bring them. But if a week before you want us to send them and put them in Steve's office and y'all will sign that oath that says we're not going to talk about it, you can come up and start. We don't want you taking them home yet because we haven't even presented them yet. But you could come up to Steve's office and look, kind of start looking that week before or whatever. But we will spend that night. There'll be a couple that I can tell you right now will say, hey, don't spend a lot of time on this one. We don't think that's a good applicant. Mm-hmm. We will say, we don't want to waste your time.
Right.
You know? But we'll want you to read every cover to cover what they have. And sometimes that'll take over an hour, depending on your number of applicants. So, and that's our preference, honestly. And don't you think, Deanna, is to doing that night?
It really is. Because even if we get them here a week early, it may not be everybody. And I just think it's good to see everybody at the same time.
And we present some stuff that you're not going to, hey, this person worked here, or they have three kids, and or their wife is, does this, or the husband. I mean, so there's some things we'll present that you can't get off that we'll know by the time we get to your first night that you're not going to know from reading them. So. We've had really good feedback with those that just, hey, just bring them that night.
And we can fill an order. Like, if we've got sitting superintendents, we may go with those first. And then principals. And then any other central office administration.
Curriculum,
or
whatever.
We kind of do that for you to kind of help compartmentalize what we're looking at. And if that's the most important thing to you, hey, I really want to make sure we get a few out of this group to interview. And something else we didn't mention, I'm sure you already realize this, but consensus. We want a 7-0 vote when we go, and that takes some time for us to understand what that means. That's probably the hardest part of our job. Not that it's been hard, it's just we really need to make sure that
everybody
the person you get here feels that support. That doesn't mean, and we can talk about later, it doesn't mean it has to be your number one. It may be like, yeah, I can go with any of these three. And it may not have been your number one, but what we have to keep in mind that entire time is what's best for Klondike ISD and support that. So consensus is huge. I don't know of anyone, Scott, you may, that would say, y'all come for a 5-2 vote.
I started to say, there's a lot that won't uh-uh. come, especially if they're the kind of quality you want here.
Yeah.
Or a 4-3, yeah. There'll be people
that yeah,
said,
if there's a 4-3 vote, someone's saying they'll come, I would say they're trying, they're running.
You may not want that.
They have to be, because yeah. That's just one more vote, one more election, and they could be gone the very next year and uproot their family.
Do y'all have an election coming up?
Yes, in November.
Is it contested, or do you know yet? You don't know yet. You don't know who, how many are
no.
We got
buying.
Three that are up.
Gotcha. And see, that's tough on sometimes they'll ask that question, yeah. That, you know. Because the board that hires you isn't necessarily the board that evaluates you. I mean, you know, if three of your seats could change, that can. So hopefully, you three, whoever you are, are not
we're just
going to
think good thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to run again.
Someone so good that everybody agrees immediately.
Yeah.
So with that being, like, in that situation with an election coming up, would it be better to do, the lawyer that mentioned an interim? Yeah, I mean, I'm just asking because you know, we want to do whatever.
It's a possibility that you could do that. I don't think that's a. Everybody okay. probably has elections in May even. So some of them are.
Oh yeah.
They're right. I know a lot of towns. They're coming in May.
Yeah. They're
but the interim. The only thing I'd say right now. You can do an interim. There's not. We don't have a large pool of interims.
Okay.
Currently, there's a few that are doing, and they're. They stay busy, but they're most of the names we would recommend that you use as an interim are already an interim somewhere. Right? Would you?
No, that's fine.
Wrong,
I just
Anna,
that.
You think?
I agree completely.
Whenever you
I don't think
you,
now here's what you could do.
That.
Worst case scenario. I mean, you get through all this and you're just not happy. There's not one in there, and again, that's not going to happen. But you can. There's nothing that says you can't halt it till next fall or you know whatever. If there's not an applicant, you feel good about. I think you'll have several. I think you'll have a hard time deciding which one you want.
Yeah.
I think you'll have that many good ones.
Well, so do we need to, like, what do y'all think? I mean, are y'all on board? I mean, I think it'd be a great idea to use Region 17.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like a lot to do ourselves.
I'm concerned about the 7-0 vote, to be honest. We're going to really have to figure out how to handle.
I think with this situation, since it is a superintendency, and the only reason I shouldn't have brought that up, because it's totally different than a 7-0 vote for, I don't know, price of school lunches, you know, or something like that. This is so, so important that we're 7-0 that there's times y'all may never have 7-0 votes, and we've worked with boards that have said, yeah, we hardly ever have a 7-0 vote. They get there. And it's our job to get you there. So I don't want you to be concerned about it.
Okay.
I really don't. And I don't want to borrow trouble either.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I mean, I say that's our job. Whoever's out here, it may be Wayne, it may be me, it may be Scott. That's our job, is to make sure that we really convey to you the importance of the 7-0 vote.
Well, and not only that, think about if you don't have that, and the first time, and there will be something that first fall, something will come up, you know, somebody will get drinking, or there'll be something. Teacher will do, you know, and that, you know, that board member too, I didn't want them to begin with. I mean, that's the fraction where trouble starts in your district, you know. And so what we try, when we try to get to that consensus too, it really is that in the end, it might be, I can support either one of these two. Now let's get down to the hopefully you'll have that or these
yeah.
three or and it's just, man, it's been pretty rare that there wasn't a clear cut one for our, you know, and again, you know, you represent your community. So on that issue that Deanna's talking about, school lunch prices, you know, cheerleader tryouts, ball game, and whatever it is, you feel like you're representing that group that you know wouldn't be for this versus this, you know, is a different, you're getting that person who's going to unite your community in theory, right? They're going to be your face of your, so, and I know you're probably saying, well, that's exactly why it may be hard for us to get to that one, but you'll spend enough time, you'll be sick of us or whoever's out here that by the end, I think you're gonna feel pretty good about who your person is. And again, I shouldn't even mention the worst case scenario, but if you get there and there's not, then you can go the interim route and go from there. I just don't see that happening. I really don't.
Well, regardless of 7-0 vote, whether we use them or not.
Yeah,
and
because
to me, that y'all doing a bunch of the work is going to make it easier.
For sure.
And we know it's legally done correctly.
That's my deal. Like, I guess what I'm getting at is, do we need to move forward with making a motion to use them, or y'all, is that what y'all are thinking? Because, I mean, I know that's what I'm thinking.
The first motion is to use somebody, and then the second motion would be to use them. Is that correct, Steve?
Yes.
Well, if we're good, are y'all, do we need to go over anything else before?
If y'all don't have any questions, we've given you pretty much everything.
Well, has everybody kind of agreed we want to I'm 17 to help us? You get, what do you think, Kelly?
For sure, somebody.
I do.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're agreeing to use a firm?
Yeah.
Agreeing to use a firm. I'll make the motion to use a firm.
That's on 5. I'll agree to use them specifically because I like y'all. I know. But my vote would be different if it was just any firm, is what I'm saying.
On 5, Cody made the motion. Kyle seconded.
Okay. Yeah.
All in favor of 5?
Using a firm.
Yeah, 5.
None opposed. And then we'll go on to 17, which I think.
That's what I mean. That's what I was like, I would have picked the, I make the motion if it's them, but I would have voted different for, if it wasn't going to be them, I wouldn't vote. I wouldn't motion to vote for just any firm. So technically,
right,
it should have been reversed.
So did you make that motion on 6?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Gotcha.
Second. Quentin seconded it. All in favor? None opposed?
You want to sign that?
Yeah.
We actually have the MOU.
Yeah.
So
one will leave for you guys and one will take back for our files.
So contact. Steve, are you going to be involved with us in this process?
It's up to them.
Okay. I would think so.
Yes. I think so.
I was going to say, it's easy because he's here. I got to sell. I don't have to get a hold of him. He can get a hold of
who.
Okay. I would say
he's not going to
contact.
If you'll put district as me. Sometimes we don't have a superintendent that's in good standing.
Understandable.
So you're leaving, yeah.
And then you're going to be actually the one that signs the first part here, and okay, date it, and then pass it around.
So
we'll
do it.
I'll do it.
And we'll send us the bill.
You'll get a bill for it. I mean, they're not Johnny on the spot. But if they don't bill you,
yep,
that's
a it's open,
work
Cody.
On that.
Okay. I'm locked it.
And then pass this around. We'll go this way because Mr. And then if you'll do that one the same way, then y'all sign here. Okay. It doesn't matter what order.
I was going to say, it doesn't matter what color of pen or anything.
No.
I
want
to work on that. Oh, absolutely.
Every time I come out here, I think I was
going to
like grandkids.
Oh, I know.
It is the best.
I really would. She's a nurse, though, at Covenant. I don't think she'd do the job.
The one day I was here in the fall, wasn't the dad checked your doors? They were, your cafeteria was doing fried pickles. And
that's teacher hamburger day. That's the best day.
That was the day I was here, the next day.
Yep. Oh, it's the best day.
I had to come back unannounced on the door day because they were
I would always want to sub on teacher hamburger day. It's so good. I mean, it's hamburgers for everybody, but teachers get the fried pickles.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, and I walked in there, and Steve was, sitting there. It's just, your kids are just different.
Was that a stock?
Mm-hmm. I think it's stock.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Got more. Cooking pickles? Or was
you there? Were sitting there eating them, and you didn't even offer to get me any, Steve. It was my memory.
Yeah. I've seen you back there, though.
Well, you wouldn't
you were sitting
mine.
At the table.
You wouldn't want mine.
No, I didn't. Okay. I'm going to work on this. Make sure we got calendar here. So if we move that up to May, make sure I'm looking at it. So that's a Friday. Is that's Friday, that's Saturday, is that time of calendar? That's a Sunday, right? The 10th would be a Sunday. So it's the 15th.
Let me look. May 8th is a, is that what you said?
May 8th is a Friday.
It's a Friday.
11th is the Monday.
Okay, so
Why'd I have it on the 14th?
Well, that was a day.
The 14th.
Yeah.
May 11th is 6 weeks from the 30th of March.
What day of the week is May 11th?
Monday.
May 11th is a Monday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Thank you.
I was just counting the whole.
Yeah.
So that's if the 30th posted.
Monday after Mother's Day.
So we want to say applications May 11th?
By the big tornado.
The 11th or the 8th?
The 8th or 11th. I mean, 2 days isn't going to make it.
Tornado on the 11th.
Okay.
What?
Yep.
That was the day the tornado hit Lubbock.
May 11th.
May 11th.
Okay, then we'll want to say the week of the...
That was it.
No, I wasn't.
The week of the 18th.
I still a little grasshopper. My dad was there. He was at Tech.
And when's your graduation?
May 22nd.
Friday night?
2:00. Friday.
We're avoiding hail and tornadoes.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to say the 8th. That's the Friday. Then we could say the week of the 11th. We're coming.
Is the 11th an option?
I think that's what they said. May 11th is the deadline. Right, yeah.
I think you changed it to the 8th so you could have the
week
of the
11th.
We could review them.
Okay.
It's one day. It's one business day difference.
And we may not do it. We may need that. If we're closing on Friday, we will probably need that Monday to get your PowerPoint ready to present to you.
Well, we have it right now. It's scheduled for...
Oh, you have a meeting on the 11th?
Scheduled right now.
Then we'll just get it done.
I mean,
that's perfect.
Move it to...
No, I think that's... Don't you think, Deanna?
That they actually have a meeting that done.
That Monday. We could...
And that's the first night we bring all of them?
Yeah.
That's up to them. It could be a long night for y'all.
Oh, yeah, if you're regular.
Because if your regular board meeting is usually long, then add us to it. But
good point.
Sometimes it's better one night than two.
May ones usually aren't, are they?
Mm-mm. And
we can bump it up if we need
at
to.
At the end of the day, too, it's like May you either do that or do it two nights, have one long night.
No,
or,
no that should be fine.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Because the 12th.
We like a challenge.
I see standing.
Because then we're packed after that. I mean, there's
yeah.
you know, athletic yes. banquets and, you know. True.
So Deanna, help me think through. So if we're reviewing him on the 11th, we're going to have to call those six and get them scheduled. So they're still going to have to get scheduled to come here.
Uh-huh.
They decide that night, but we can't turn around 2 days later and expect all...
No, we'd probably have to do it on the 16th that week. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm in March.
Maybe the week of the...
I mean, we've done it before, and it kind of depends how far they're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you typically get a pretty good idea how many you're going to have?
As we go, we'll let Steve know kind of how many we've had
okay.
at this point. Yep, we'll give you an update. And we put in the flyer and everything else. These dates are tentative and can change. Because we've had that happen before.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we had 10 applicants a week out, we may go, ooh, we might want to extend this a little bit. Or,
gotcha.
We've not had that happen, but that's why we put tentative in there. It just gives us some flexibility.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll tell you how many throughout.
So look at the...
You're saying the 11th is the day that we would meet with them.
With them.
Close it on the 8th?
Yeah, close it on the 8th.
She's getting nervous over there. I see her eyes getting real big.
Only okay. Just because, and we could close it on the 7th if that'll give us another day to work on it.
We can do it. We're doing it throughout. We've kind of
yeah,
gone down now.
I said, Deanna's really our PowerPoint one side.
So the 7th you'll close?
Let's still leave it the 8th. 8th, and then we'll come back Monday and present. Now, could y'all later in that week... 13th, 14th, 15th, 12th would be too soon because we got to call six people and schedule them. So we could.
What happens if we do it the week of
the 18th?
18th and 19th.
That's what I was thinking would be.
18th.
That gives us a full week to.
Well, they may
have a FFA banquet on
that night.
We could do it the 19th, maybe.
The 19th, we have nothing.
Well, in that week, we'd need two nights. Because we're doing three a night. And the way I say that, unless y'all want to start at noon and do them all.
That depends on the number of applicants, right?
Well, he said
we'd really want to do six, so.
But what if you just have two or three?
Then we'll leave it open longer.
We could change, that's where we could decide to change.
And narrow it down to six and then bring it.
Right.
We're hoping that we have, you know, 20 applicants.
25, I think, would be a.
So you need two nights.
Well, that, I say that.
Ideally.
Y'all, I don't know your work schedule, so I don't want to speak for your, we could start at 12:30, 1 o'clock and go, well, in this case, you'd have to.
That's the busiest time of my deal. The biggest problem would be is like if I was getting phone calls the whole.
So two nights is better.
Two nights?
Two nights would be better for me because.
So what about looking?
I'm sorry.
No, but you go ahead, Steve.
I was gonna say, the 19th, we don't have anything at night.
What is the 21st, the Thursday?
And then I was gonna say, the 19th and the 21st, we don't have anything at night either.
We could do that.
Perfect.
That'd be okay with me.
And y'all, about regular 6 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
6:30.
6:30.
Six, probably if it's gonna be 3 hours.
All right, so we're gonna say the 19th, and we'll send this to Steve, clean it up and send it to him and he can get it out to y'all. 19th and the 21st would be our first round.
So that's a first round of interviews?
Right.
And then we just need one night the next.
That following week?
Yes, and what day, y'all graduate on the 22nd? So we should be good. Is 25th Memorial Day? Yes.
Yes.
So y'all want, what, go into that next week, 26th, 27th, 28th?
I don't have anything down for 26th and school's out, isn't it?
It's following the holiday.
I would recommend we start a little bit early that night if we can. Because that night, think about you're interviewing three and you're making your final, I mean, you're.
It says on May 26th or?
Is 26th a good night?
Should be.
Good to me.
Should we start it a little earlier, 5 o'clock?
5.
This is the second round of interviews on the 26th.
Yep. Okay. And let's count, when does that put your person hiring them? So the 26th of May?
June 16th.
16th.
That's pretty good.
Perfect.
Six, five?
Five.
Five.
On the 26th, 5 o'clock.
June 16th, and they can, we can tell them, we can show on here, we're gonna probably say negotiable, just because. And then if they call us with questions about, you know, I've got my daughter's wedding is on the, you know, whatever, 17th, whatever, then we might have to work with them. But then we could have them starting. What do you want to say that?
See.
22nd, or you want to say end of that week? We'll say ASAP basically after 16th.
Depends on when they're out, how far they have to move.
18th, okay. We'll say, I'm gonna say June 18th and negotiable.
Okay.
We don't need to know tonight, but y'all's next meeting, somehow I think y'all need to talk through the moving stuff. We need a range, and not that this is always their first question, but you know, you can't blame somebody. The first thing they'll do is they'll get online, and any applicant's gonna pull up, and it's public records, what Steve was making. But it lags a year behind, and it's not always accurate, because sometimes there's some things that are, and so, and I know from your perspective, yeah, that's a guy that's been sitting in this chair for 23 years. We're not gonna pay the next guy what we've been, but you also, the range piece is what are you gonna do if you get somebody who's been making more than Steve, that's everyone's favorite candidate, And, you know, there's just some things you need to think through. We need to at least give them a range of what they're thinking. Probably pretty close to the time, a couple weeks into your search.
Okay, so you don't need it prior to.
Well, because no, not prior. We'll start getting questions, and we'll at some point. When's your next board meeting, Steve?
April.
Is that right?
That's what I got, yes, sir. April 13th.
You need to know.
Mm-hmm.
April 13th, our next board.
Yeah, that'd give us time. If we knew a range. And so when I say range, you know, if you get a soup with 7 years experience, you may not. The job's the job, so. You know, and whatever you pay him is not enough, I promise you. Whatever you pay, it's not, I just promise. But if you get a principal, that you may not want to pay as much as you paid that soup with 7-8 years experience either. So. All right, let me make sure I got your dates right. So we're going to close it on May 8th. We're going to present to you on May 11th. We're going to, first round interviews are going to be May 19th and 21st. Second round is going to be May 26th. What did we say? Starting at 5 o'clock that night. And then we're going to put. Oh, so then your. yeah, no, loan finalist is named on the that night. Then June 16th is your. As close as you can to have a. If you can say we can meet that day, it can be a one item agenda, 30 minutes, whenever. But June 16th, you really need to do it pretty close to that 21 day. You don't want them hanging for.
Yeah.
I can zoom into that meeting. I know I won't be here, but if
and
zoom
that
is
one,
an option,
that one honestly,
I can totally zoom.
If you have 16. One person who can't be here, that as long as you know they got your support, you know, the support and everything, because it's
already
done.
Made
it's
the
just,
decision.
Right,
that's just
right,
the
right,
actual.
Right.
Yeah.
We still want to have 7. Just send that message to them.
Yeah, but I can get on the computer or something.
Yep. Perfect.
It's legal.
And then June, that's not my message. Yeah, June 18th, that's right. Negotiable or as soon as we can. Start right after that. That's going to be too aggressive. When I think about it. So June 16th, they're not telling their school board they got the job till probably the morning of the 17th, right? They're not going to start the next day.
But
yeah.
Tell them they're loan finalists 3 weeks before that.
Yeah, true. Good point. Yep.
That's what I was.
So that we can, it can be.
They should be looking.
Yep.
Good point. Thank you. You're May the 19th and 21st. What is your start time on it?
I think, I heard 6 or 6:30. If we could do 6, can we do 6?
On what day?
On the 19th.
The first round interviews on the 19th
and 21st.
We can do 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
Yeah, it's good.
In fact, I was
looking at my stuff on my screen.
In fact, if nothing, we can get it, Steve, for your next. He can show it to y'all then.
No, it's just good at the end of the year. Write it all down.
13th. I'll try, but boy's having back surgery on the 9th.
May.
April 9th. And they want us to stay 2 weeks, and we said no way. So if we get to come home on the 13th, I might can make it. I don't know.
Make Cooper take care of it.
Yeah, Cooper doesn't have anything to do right now.
Is there anything else we missed, Anna?
Did y'all go see my guy? Y'all like him?
Did you get the?
That's what I did.
MOU?
Yes,
you got her.
Got it.
I was in the hospital about.
All right.
You'll have a
couple
copy.
Days.
Yes, ma'am.
But my parents have a house in Plano. They're there about 2 weeks.
Well, I'm
I appreciate y'all coming down.
Absolutely.
I'll walk out.
No, I don't remember.
He said maybe 4 days. He said 2 weeks to stay there.
Okay. Where's it at?
Jack didn't stay 2 weeks.
Yeah, when I retired, I made the mistake.
Did he have his neck or his back?
You know, superintendent, he probably doesn't. Don't do this, Steve.
We're not staying.
Yeah, well, when are you going to retire, Mr. Chairman? I got three more quarters.
Same thing.
And I see that now, 5 years later, I've heard a lot of short meetings. But they're not.
Get up and walk about every hour or two so you can get a blood.
That's our job, is to do that. That's what I'm saying. We make it as easy as possible.
Oh, man.
Kelly doesn't really know either.
Oh, or pause it.
Yeah, one thing I would say is.
We're good.
Okay, back in session. Just as quick as in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have some resignations to give to y'all. First one is Sylvia Hernandez. I have her letter here if y'all wanted to read it.
How long has she been?
She's been here longer than I have. I think last year was 25 years for her, so this will be 26. So she just told my wife at the first of this year that it was.
Yeah.
She was through. She was. I think Abel. Had a little bit to do with that too. The next one is Miss Hogg, Amber Hogg, first grade teacher. She's, I think, wanting to spend more time with her daughter at home. So she gave me her letter today. And then the last one is Mr. Leonard.
Wow.
Mr. Leonard's leaving. And Mr. Leonard asked if I would mention that we have one person here that is interested in that job, and that's Mr. Evans. And if we do give Mr. Evans the job, then Mr. Evans needs some time to learn some of the stuff and everything. And I talked to Ms. Sterwanger this morning. And we think we have a plan. If we have to do that, we could take him out of a few of his classes so he could kind of get with Mr. Leonard. But once again, I mean, that's up to the board whether y'all hire him or not. But it's going to be difficult to find an IT guy. I mean, we'd still have to advertise for it and everything. But that's just something I just wanted to put in y'all's head. That we may have to, you know, possibly do. But
would he still wants to teach as well, or
who? Mr. Evans
next year, like,
no, he'd be the IT guy. He'd just
change over that.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just need a motion and second to accept those resignations.
Motion second for the resignations.
I'll make the motion.
Cody made the motion to accept the resignation.
I'll second.
Kyle seconded. All in favor? None opposed?
Thank you. Y'all got a little flyer thing I put on your desk, on your top, about this regional workshop. If you still want to go to it, just let me know, and I will. That's a little idea right there.
Oh, it's this.
Oh, hello. Oh,
oh, yeah. I was looking at yours.
I'm sorry.
I guess he was gone.
If you want to go, let me know, and I will register you. We can all meet up there. And the 31st, I think, is on a Monday, isn't it?
That's
no,
nice.
It's on a Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tuesday. Well, I probably won't be going because that's the district junior track meet, and I'm a starter, so.
I need to be here.
So, if you want to go, let me know, and I'll sign you up so you can go to it.
I gotta go see mom and dad. I have to do anything.
And usually the deadline is a couple of days before, so if you let me know that Friday or.
You're going to shoot your pistol before you retire.
I won't be there.
Started pistol.
So just
let me never let me do it.
And I just wanted to let y'all know that I was very impressed with what they did tonight. I first thought that y'all could probably do it yourself, but then after listening to them, it's a lot more complicated than when I got hired, I can tell you that.
That's what I thought.
That's what I was like.
I thought we were gonna be able to do it ourselves, but I think not.
Kinda eased our minds.
The technology and.
Yeah, and.
Legal stuff.
Right, the legal stuff and all that kinda stuff. And those two, working with those two, I've worked with them, so they're very good and very knowledgeable.
Get it out to a lot more people.
And that's all I've got.
Anything else?
Move we adjourn?
Got a motion to adjourn. Second, all in favor? None opposed? Meeting is adjourned.
As soon as they get those timeline things.